my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Without Him, where would I be? God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Oh, without Him, where would I be? God is my mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Oh, without Him, where would I be? God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Without Him, where would I be? Strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Oh, without Him, where would I be? Oh, God. Yeah.
that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. For Jesus is
the sweetest name
I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know,
and he's just the same as his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so.
And that's the reason why I
I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can see. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child.
Oh yes, oh yes, a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, I'm a child of the King. Oh yes, oh yes.
Well, I guess I'll start things off. if it's it's good to be here tonight. We're children of the King. And if anyone had noticed, for those of you that have noticed, my grandmother's here today, Sister Catherine Dotson. And I bet she's... Oh, I think she's about to cry. Well, hopefully you're happy. Grandma, I'm up here preaching. No, if it's all up with... I think we deserve a rematch. Well, it's good to be here tonight. I'd like to say that we all children of the King, and He gave His life for us, a sacrifice that we could not repay. We cannot repay it. As I've been reading through this last service, let's see, Matthew. Well, it's in all the Gospels, but yada yada. Right, let's see here. Where is it? Where's the end? It's the crucifixion. Let's start off in the, let's see, alright, and then when there were two thieves, verse 38, chapter 27. And then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, another on the left. And they that passed by revealed him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and build it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou art the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise the chief of priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusts in God, let him deliver now. If he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves which were crucified with him cast same in his teeth. By that way, let's try Luke. Let's see. Trying to find a particular one. That's Matthew. Mark. No. Mm-hmm. Luke 23:39. Alright, and one of the men of And if one of the middle officers which were hanged rallied on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not thou fear God, seeing thou the same condemnation? And if we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, that today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That thief, although his name isn't given, he knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And he knew that he'd done wrong. But he knew. And even though we don't know his name, the big guy does. Big man upstairs. Who knows, we'll probably see him up there. That thief, and if he's up there, I'll say, how did you know that? Alright, now let's go back to Mark. Well, I'm not trying to take up anybody's time, but Jesus was a good man. Just think, we'll get to see him someday. Alright, now in Mark. Well, I'm trying to figure out, where's the one that
they say, he says, Father, forgive them for they know what they do.
Alright, let's go back to Luke. I guess Luke did most of where is it? 34. Jesus said, alright, when then, I better back up. Let's back up to the, 32, yes. And there were two other men of factors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand, one the other on the left. And then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't. At least he was good enough to say, forgive them, they don't know what they do. I hope I become like that someday. Alright. Well, I love Jesus, yes I do. I love Jesus, how about you?
And I'm really thankful for those words that DJ was saying. And he said, at the end, kind of a profound thought, how Jesus was able to forgive someone who had such ought against him. I've had trouble with that in the past in my life, where I didn't know if I could forgive someone for doing me such a cross way, and that's something that Brent and I were talking about. Do we really think that we could forgive someone that could really hold out against us? And that's just part of being led of the Lord and growing in Him. And something I was also reading, and something that's been on my mind, has been actually in Samuel, being led of the Lord, and with this upcoming youth meeting, how when the Spirit's moving, sometimes even though we're younger, we're not quite sure where we want to, how to respond to God or how to be led of the Lord. And you can kind of, we can go to 1 Samuel 3:1, if you don't mind turning there. It says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, the air of the lamp of God went out into the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep." So here's Samuel sleeping, he's fixing to get ready to go to bed. And I hope you guys down front are kind of listening too, because this partakes of me. I remember when I was in Sunday school hearing the story, and I didn't quite fully understand what it meant, but it has more of a deeper meaning for me now, because I can really relate to how when you have a calling in your life and you're not sure how to respond to God, if you open up your heart to what some of the older people have experienced, we can learn something. And as he was laying there, as he was sleeping, the Lord called to Samuel, and he answered, and he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou hast called me." And he said, "I called thee not, lay down again." And he went down and he laid again. And so so here he was talking to his master. He's in the temple, and he was sleeping, and he thought he was hearing his master calling.